2020, the first Sunday of Advent. Pray to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. We are protected against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, trust him to help Satan and all the evil spirits, in the world of the world, in the human souls. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thy eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises. We welcome you all to the liturgy today. Thank you for being compliant with wearing your mask and being conscious of social distancing. Posted in the bulletin this week are the two prayers we say before the announcements. If you don't receive the bulletin and would like copies of the prayers, please call the office. Monday, November 30th, there will be a meeting in the hall at 6:30 p.m. for the Knights of Columbus officers. Noted in the bulletin every week are monies that are collected from our weekly offertory, our online giving, and any donations that we have received. Due to current circumstances, we are not passing the collection basket around, but we have placed a basket to my right for your convenience. We want to thank everyone for their generosity during these difficult times. The Mass intention for today is for special intentions. Our celebrant is Father Sojourn. Please stand.
On this first Sunday of Advent, let us sing together, "Come Now, Almighty King." Lord God, your church joyfully awaits the coming of its Savior, who enlighten our hearts and dispel the darkness of ignorance and sin. Pour forth your blessing upon us as we light the candle of this wreath. May their light reflect the splendor of Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Thank you.
by your friends coming together as God's family, let us acknowledge our failures and shortcomings before the Lord and ask His pardon and forgiveness.
Response to the psalm, Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved.
Thank you.
first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always on your account for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, that in him you were enriched in every way, with all discourse and all knowledge, as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by him you were called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Amen.
He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own words, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the morning, whether in the evening, or at noon, or at cockcrow, or the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends, we are already in the first Sunday of Advent. Time goes by very fast, right? Can't believe it's already here. And before we know, it will be Christmas. So, you know, this year, as we begin this season of Advent, we have lit the first candle of this light on this wreath. And this wreath is here not just for a decoration. This wreath has its meaning. These four candles on the wreath symbolizes 4,000 years of waiting for the Savior, you know, for the Messiah. And, you know, each candle has its own meaning. Each candle symbolizes, you know, 1,000 years. You know, like the first candle that we lit is the candle of hope. And the second candle that we'll be lighting next Sunday will be the candle of prophecies. And the third Sunday, we'll be lighting the pink candle, the candle of joy. And the fourth Sunday, we'll be lighting this fourth candle, as a candle of ages, you know, and you know, it has got its own real simple, you know, meaning. And then on the Christmas day, we light the main, you know, candle on the middle. And therefore, as we light and begin this season of Advent, you know, let us in a special way, you know, ask God's grace and blessing on each one of us and our own family. And you can do, not just here in the church, we can begin this season of Advent in our own home too. You know, we have, I'm sure, we all have candles and wreath at home, you know, like light the candles, you know, at home on the wreath and all that. And then pray, you know, like pray and wait, you know, bring that hope and joy and you know, everything, you know, into your own house. Then at the end of the day, when we are able to celebrate the Feast of Christmas, you know, then we can really feel that joy and peace, you know, within ourselves. And that is what Jesus brings to us when he comes, you know, at the end, you know, like he brings peace and joy and happiness and all that to our life. And that is what exactly we heard in today's first reading. And first reading is a beautiful reading. And I don't know whether, you know, maybe if we have, you know, did a nice job today, and if we have, you know, not carefully heed and listen to the word of God today, maybe when you get home, read that part, the first reading of today. It's very, very nice reading, you know, like we can really connect our life today, you know, with the reading. You know, if you really want to understand the today's first reading, we really need to go back, you know, to the context in which it was written. You know, like this reading was written when the people of Israel, when they lost everything. They were in the promised land, and the promised land was taken away, and they lost their temple, they lost their wealth, they lost their money, and they lost their inherit, everything they lost. And they were in exile. They were in Babylonian exile. And in Babylonian exile, they were there maybe like for 70 years in Babylonian exile. As they were there, you know, they were just, you know, they were just thinking, they were crying out to the Lord, you know, like, how long, Lord? You know, like, of course, we have sinned, we have made, you know, made a mistake, but, you know, now we are, you know, lamenting, you know, we are trying to make reparations, you know, and then how long have you forgotten us? You know, where are you? You know, we don't see your hands with us. And where are you? And probably at this time, especially, you know, we really can connect this reading, right? In our life, sometimes we feel, where are you? You know, like, where is God? You know, in the midst of all these, you know, people are struggling, not just here, all over the people, all over the world, they are struggling, they are not able to do anything, they are not going to go out, they can, you know, people get frustrated, and, you know, like, this is a terrible time. Where are you? You know, that's the question that we ask too, right? We tell that, you know, in the same way that we hear the people of Israel crying out today in first reading, you know, we do that. And you know, like remember, maybe like last on Thanksgiving Day, I was telling you the homily, people just, you know, do that. We complain and we just argue with God when we have really terrible time. On Thanksgiving Day, I was, you know, telling you like the story of the man who was, you know, like diagnosed with the sickness, and then, you know, like when he, you know, couldn't live for a long time, and then, you know, he said, you know, what he said was, he is trying to make the act of, you know, gratitude. You know, like think about what God has done and be grateful to God. That is what he said. And then I remember, you know, in the midst of all that, he was telling, sometimes he argued with God, you know. He is telling to God, why? No, I am not very old, you know, like, why at this age? Why do you give this sickness to me? And, you know, like, cry, people do that, and everybody does. And, you know, that is why when we come to the end of the reading, is the most beautiful part of the reading. You know, it tells us, yet, O Lord, you are our Father. And you are, and we are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. You know? Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. You are our Father. We know that. Yet, you know, in the midst of all these, you are our Father. You are the potter. You are the master potter. You make the clay. And then what we really need to do is, you know, to make the clay, make the pot. You know, the clay need to be supple. When the clay becomes hard, you know, like breaks, right? the portrait, the portrait, and we cannot make. And that is why, we need to be subtle. And let me tell you, my dear friends, it's okay. It's okay to complain. It's okay to complain. It's okay to question. That's fine. It's okay to question. We know God knows, that's okay. It's okay to question. It's okay to complain. It's okay to cry out. That's all fine. But at the end, we really need to know that in the midst of all this, the hands of the Master Potter is all over us. No? The hands of the Master Potter is all over us, and He is molding us, and He is shaping us. He is giving us the grace. That's what we need to think. That's what we need to realize in the midst of all this. And therefore, we are not alone. Never think that we are alone. The hand of our God, the hand of the Father, the hand of the Master God is all over us and trying to help us, trying to mold us, and we will get there. And therefore, today as we reflect on this gospel passage and the readings, and as we begin the season of Advent, let us in a special way ask God's grace. Always realize, that we are not alone. The hand of God is all over us. Whatever difficulties, whatever, things that we go through in our life, He will mold us. He will shape us. And He will give us the grace. Maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, one of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, through God from true God, begotten, not made. Love for us, let us present Him with our needs and the needs of the whole world.
For the Church, may the Lord look graciously upon us as we proclaim the gospel message. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For civic leaders, may Christ strengthen their conviction as servant leaders for all people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who face hunger and malnutrition, may God grant them strength and provide the means for them to obtain their daily bread. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our family members and loved ones who struggle with mental illness, may God bring them healing and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially Edward Garn, may God bring them home to be with Him forever. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our own families. For those who have asked our prayers, Provost of the hospitals, nursing homes, among parish. All the people who are suffering from this pandemic all over the world. Lord God, on this day when we celebrate your almighty kingship, we offer our prayers and ask you that you answer them according to your will. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which we now dare to hope. And so with the angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, and all the host of power of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. And gave to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith, we proclaim your death, O Lord, and prophesy your resurrection. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, the Pope, and Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs of eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and form for divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait for the sort of hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, to dear apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And
let us offer each other the sign of peace. Peace be with you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Amen.
Thank you.
way.
May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us, we pray, for even now, as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and hold fast to what endures. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Lord be with you.
Amen.
May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.